escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, I got to tell you, that full moon is shining brightly here on St. Hubert's Cathedral. If you take a look out there, man, you almost don't need a flashlight to get to the boat launch to put the light on. Or if you were going hunting this morning, you could probably find your way to the deer stand without it. Big full moon up there in the sky. Glad to have it. Well, are you going red snapper fishing this morning? Go ahead and go. We still got plenty of them out there. Don't, you know, we've got keep that snapper watch for you. And the latest stats show that through July 27th, we have captured 576,261 pounds. That is a lot of red snapper. But it's only about 65% of our annual quota. So you got plenty of time to get out there and get those snapper. Remember, this year it runs 7 days a week, daily bag limit of 4 per person, and a 16-inch minimum size. Well, don't look now, but hunting season is only 5 weeks away. September the 6th, that's when the dove season kicks it all off, and then we start with the small game and get into the big game and the waterfowl seasons, and before you know it, fall and winter seasons will be on it. So it's time to get your stuff ready. Get it cleaned up, get your guns and bows sighted in, and get ready for a big hunting season. Don't forget about those food plots, too. Well, have you got a chance to read Joe Macaluso's column appeared in Louisiana Sportsman? The digital copy, that is, of the magazine is titled, Fishermen Finally Got to See the Results of a Menhaden Fishery Bycatch Study. And it was written on August 6th by Joe Macaluso. I strongly suggest you go to LouisianaSportsmanMag.com and check it out. It's LouisianaSportsman.com. Joe actually goes between the lines and heavily scrutinizes that study. And it gives you what should be a resounding alarm to recreational fishermen as well as the industry. Well, this past Thursday, myself and Ryan Lambert appeared at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission on behalf of a lot of waterfowl listeners, and we'll tell you how that went. And also Bayou Wild TV, a little preview for you. Granivoli, that's what the topic is about on this week's show. Do you know what it is? Well, if you do, shoot me a text, 504-260-1870. And, you know, I did want to let you know there's a change on Bayou Wild TV, one of our affiliate stations, the station in Baton Rouge. If you watch it in Baton Rouge, there's going to be a change. It's going to be on Sunday morning. It will air at 11:30 instead of its normal 12:30 time. So don't want you tuning in 12:30 when it's already missed. So make a note of that. We've got the bad boy, the outdoor story. Guy got a 2-year jail sentence and a $2,000 fine. It's another case of why elk and haul and water are bad mix. And I got to tell you, a lot of people are upset with the judge's decision on assessing the sentence. We'll talk about that during the bad boy segments. And speaking of bad boys, well, it was 12 non-residents who got busted for no fishing license aboard charter boats. And that really is silly. A trip license on a charter boat is only $20. I mean, how cheap can you be? Well, in some states, it's incumbent on the charter captain to confirm that each of his fishing passengers has a current valid license, or they would be liable also. That's the way it was in Alaska when I went there. When you get on the boat to fish, they ask you for your license, they write down the number, and check you off. It's not a law here in Louisiana, but would you support a law that makes guides responsible to make sure all their anglers are properly licensed before they're allowed to fish? Or do you think it should be the responsibility of the angler? Don't put it on the guides. Text me what your opinion is. 504-260-1870. We take your fishing reports, your comments, your questions. They come right here directly into the studio. And effective Thursday, it became official. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration implemented and documented the name officially, the Gulf of America. And if you're headed out, here's your coastal marine forecast. If you're going offshore, you got east winds about 10 to 18, 2 to 3 foot seas. You'll get those east winds 8 to 15 on the interior lakes and bays. Not bad looking at all. Some scattered showers around, about a 30% chance. Average tide range 1.8. In most areas, we'll see an incoming tide till either this afternoon or early or late morning. Mississippi River stage sitting at 6.0 and holding steady. And again, you got a big full moon to drive under tonight. We'll be right back after this and take you down to Shell Beach to Campos Marina. Get a fishing report from the St. Bernard Parish area right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Network. And there it is, number one on the outdoor charts, Campo's Marina Shrimp, starring the shrimp themselves. Let's bring in Robbie Campo. He knows a lot about shrimp. Robbie, how many shrimp do you think you fished out of that tank in your lifetime? Just a wild guess.
If I had a penny for everyone that I scooped out of there, I could retire a long time ago, Don. That's for sure. I have no idea, but I'll tell you what, it's millions, I'll promise you. I would say literally millions, I think, over the years. Been doing this, you know, for ever since my grandpa would let me have a scoop net in my hand. So, yeah, I scoop my share of them, I'll promise you. I've caught my share of them. Don, if I hit the lottery tomorrow or tonight, well, lottery's tonight, right? So if I was to hit the lottery tonight, the next shrimp that I would ever fool with would be on the end of a fork. It wouldn't be it wouldn't be passing through these hands, I'll tell you that.
So I can understand.
That's a guarantee.
Well, how did the shrimp perform this week?
Well, the shrimp performed good. It's just that the fish didn't perform all that great. We're seeing, look, August is probably, and I'm going to say the same thing I said last week. August is probably one of everybody's least favorite months to fish. What we see in August, we see a lot of small trout, a lot of pick-throughs, and it doesn't matter where you go. So what we saw this week was a shift in what people were catching. They started catching mixed boxes. You know, we started seeing more sheephead come in. We started seeing more puppy drums, fishing along the long rocks. And what happens is, Don, is, you know, the speckled trout just, for some reason, every year at this time, they seem to get small for some reason. I don't know why, if it's just a new crop or whatever, but, you know, you start seeing that 11.5-inch fish, the 12-inch fish, we call them cigar trout. This is what we start seeing at this time of the year. And, you know, you got a lot of pick-throughs to go through, even out at the islands, you know, and around, you know, out in Breton Sound, we're starting to see the same thing, you know, a lot of pick-throughs. With this river coming down, usually the river is down by now, but it's still holding at around, 5, 9, 6 feet, somewhere around there. So, the river stage is still up. It's not really high, but it's not where we want to see it yet, but I'd like to see it at 3 feet, tell you the truth. Usually those fish make a westerly shift, and, you know, you start seeing them showing up at Iron Bank, Stone Island, you know, and places on the Black Bay side over, you know, towards where the old covered wagon was, the burnt rig, what people call a wreck. We're going to start seeing some of that probably at toward the end of this month. We're going to start seeing that more and more, you know, a westerly shift in these fish. But for the most part right now, Don, you know, they're picking up a few redfish around Lena Lagoon. They're picking up a few, along the eastern shoreline and up in the Mr. Go here. They're picking up a few reds. I did have a gentleman yesterday, one of the old guys that's from, one of the old locals from down here, went up the channel right past LaBeouf's Cut, which in seeing distance of Campos Marina here, and went over there, and he wound up picking up like 12 beautiful trout, fishing them, deep on the edge of the ship channel. So, there's all kinds of options. You're gonna catch some quality trout around here. You're just not gonna catch, quantity. You're not gonna get the quantity that you'll get going to the outside. A lot of white trout still over the oyster reefs over in the Christmas Camp Lake area, but I do believe the way these squalls are coming in, you're going to be dodging some of that today. I just looked on the radar before we got on the phone here, and it looks like over Breton Sound there's scattered stuff, and that was this case yesterday. So everybody was running from squalls. You know, by the time they get the poles out, start fishing a little bit, they running from squalls and getting ran off, and, you know, it was running from rain all day. So Be careful out there. A lot of these little squalls pack a good punch with wind, so you don't want to be caught in that kind of stuff. And they had some dangerous lightning and that stuff yesterday, so just keep in mind, be mindful. You know, most of your rods are graphite, and guess what? That's a lightning rod when you got it in your hand. So you don't want to be that guy. Trust me. You don't want to get struck by lightning out there. So just use your head a little bit and be careful out there today. We got tanks full of shrimp, Don. If you're coming down here, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We're ready for you.
All right. Sounds good, Robbie. Thank you for that report, and we'll check in with you next week.
Yes, sir. Don't forget to get your you still got time for a CCA Star tournament. So, you know, we're all way stations. So if you haven't done that, do so. You don't want to be that guy without that ticket. So
we already got some
later.
We already got some of them guys that missed out on a truck.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. Thank you, Robbie.
You better believe it. Okay, right. Buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campbell, always got some great advice for the fishermen down in that St. Bernard area. All right, coming back after this, we're going to head to the opposite end of the coast. We're going to a Hackberry Rod and Gun. We'll chat with Captain Kirk Stansel right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
And it's time to talk to Captain Kirk, Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. We take you there now. We've got a fishing report coming your way. If you like to fish Big Lake, the ship channel over that way, he's got some info for you. Good morning, Kirk. How's things going over there? Weather looks pretty clear at the moment.
Oh, yeah, it's nice over here right now. Not hardly any wind. And it's what's going to happen is right there at daylight, we're going to get that little light north breeze, which helps the beachfront. We've been catching fish on the beachfront pretty good.
And what are y'all fishing them with? Are you using live or artificials or both?
You know, starting off, with artificial. Right, you know, as soon as you get trained, you want to get an early start there, because when that sun gets up a little bit, the bait kind of moves out off the beach. But I mean, these fish have been real tight right where the waves break on the sand, and we're looking for bait, and we see a lot of bait just kind of anchor up right in there, and it's been good. And then once that bite kind of slows down, the artificial bite, we're going to live shrimp catching them under poppy cork.
Still on the beach.
Yeah, still on the beach. And there's been a few fish being caught at some of the platforms offshore, but it's been hit or miss for most of my captains that have been going out there. I've been personally fishing the beachfront, but some captains have been hitting the rigs out there. And, I mean, I'll have one guy come back. He'll have a good load of fish, and two more come back, and they'll have single digits. It's just you got to hit the right spot at the right time. They're just not everywhere out there.
Got it. Are those beach fish smaller than what you're going to find offshore?
You know, it varies. The beach fish have been running anywhere from basically about 14 to 17 inches been the average. But nothing bigger than 17 inches. And the ones offshore have been pretty much the same. A few, you know, there's been a couple that have been bigger, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same fish.
Kirk, we very seldom talk about white trout out your way. Do you have an influx of white trout this time of year, or are y'all just not fool with them, or are they not there, or what?
You know, we get a few of them right now offshore, you know, around the rigs, but they haven't come inside yet. And that's usually in the fall, and we mostly just get a bunch of undersized with little ones. And now, I mean, white trout are great. I mean, they're as good eating as speckled trout. I think, you know, you got the old saying that they get mushy. You can't freeze them. Well, look, speckled trout get mushy, too, when you freeze them, especially if you freeze them in water, Don. If you vacuum seal those fish, they stay a lot better.
Good tip on those white trout. You know, that's a mystery on what happened to the big white trout. I mean, I'm sure you remember the days when the offshore boats would go out to the rigs, and, I mean, there's no limits now, and you would just load up on those big pound-and-a-half, two-pound, two at a time you pull them up, all you want.
It's the same thing with the croaker. You know, we used to catch all those big bull croakers all the time, and you don't get those anymore. You're right, that is a mystery. That's something maybe our biologists, you know, with – the state could, you know, get into and see what's going on with that.
Well, there was one fishery biologist gave me his theory on that, and he said that, you know, we just about fished a red snapper to extinction at one time. And what happened is when they started implementing the restrictions and brought back the red snapper, they outfed the croakers and the white trout offshore. And it cut back the size and the quantity on those because the red snapper were taking control on them. So I don't know if that's accurate, but that's as good a guess as anybody's, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's up for debate, without a doubt.
You know, I saw on Facebook you had a little guy with you. I think his name was Harrison, fighting a triple tail. Yeah. Man, he had that pole bent. He was doing it.
That's my grandson. I went Monday. I brought both my grandsons out, and Brett went with us, and they each caught a triple tail. They were each one for two. They hooked two each, and each got one in. Harrison's was a 21-incher, and Grant's was a 25-incher. So they're a nice triple.
They've got it in their DNA. Now we understand. How often do y'all come across triple tail out there? And were you offshore, or were you in the channel or in the lake? Where was that?
We were offshore. You know, it was real nice Monday. We eased out there and pulled up to a satellite and caught those. But this is the time of year when it's really good for the triple tail. And we catch them in the lake when the lake gets real salty, Don. And you can find them under crab trap buoys. Most of them are undersized, you know, because there's an 18-inch size limit now.
Right.
But from now to about mid-October, we'll catch them offshore.
And I'll take every one of them. What a delicious fish that is, huh?
That's right. Well, that one you saw Harrison catch, he was dinner that night. We had chilled him, had him on the grill.
That's great. That's great. Well, it was a great trip and a great little scenario where he landed that fish. Well, Kirk, thanks so much for the report. As always, if somebody wants to come down there, school is back in now, so a lot of people have time during the week to come. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Okay. We have Well, I say toll-free number. Nobody uses toll-free, so I'm just going to give area code. 337. Everybody's got cell phones now.
That's true.
So it's 337-762-3391. Our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com. And, you know, we've got that live feed on our dock where people can see what all the captains bring in.
And, you know, we're limited to a 9-day teal season. How's your duck bookings going?
You know, we've got duck bookings are real good. The teal season bookings are just so-so. And, of course, you know, for teal season, we do a first-come, first-serve. You book fishing, duck hunting, whichever comes first. But during duck season, it's strictly ducks we book. So, you know, I'm happy with the bookings we have, but the marshes are in great shape right now. This is the best I've seen them since before Hurricane Laura.
Yeah, it's kind of like that all along the coast, and let's keep our fingers crossed on no storms that come in and change that situation.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. You know, I mean, that's what will change it right now, because it looks like the weather's going to be right to keep our marshes. We're getting enough thunderstorms and stuff to keep the fresh water there and keep it looking good.
All righty, all things looking good from the west. Thank you, Kirk, for your report. As always, I really appreciate it. Look forward to talking with you next time.
All right, Don. You do a great job, man. Always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, Kirk. And there he goes. Well, I'd say some men have gone before, but not a whole lot go where Kirk goes, out there in Hackberry, Rod and Gun. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk about the Hunters for the Hungry Collection Days. It's time to get that freezer cleaned out. We'll tell you what you do with what you clean out right after this. And checking our in-studio live and real text board, I got a couple of messages in. We got this one said, we were asking the question, you know, in Alaska, when you go fishing, you have to show your license. The number's written down next to your name as you board the boat. So they kind of put the responsibility on the charter captain to make sure every passenger is fully licensed. Should we do that in Louisiana? We're asking that question. Or should it just be the fisherman's responsibility to make sure they have their own license? I got this one said, leave it to the fisherman's responsibility. What do you think? 504-260-1870 is our text message number. And I'm hearing from a couple of our Alabama listeners. One, Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama. He's the one that hand makes those Wingbone turkey calls out of turkey wings. And he got one he's shipping all the way to Texas. And if you'd like to get in touch with Wingbone and see, he can actually personalize them. He's a real artist. He does a great job. I can put you in touch with old Wingbone. And we got the backstrap stacker. He usually checks in with us from Clark County, Alabama. He's enjoying some great weather this morning. Had a little fall tease. It was 69 degrees there. If you consider that, yeah, it is cool. You got to put it in perspective. And he's wishing everyone a great Saturday. All right, we're going to be back to get some more texts and also tell you about the Clean Out Your Freezer Day coming up in a couple of weeks. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, most of you anyway have heard of Hunters for the Hungry, and they sponsor a Clean Out Your Freezer Day each year. And this is set aside to where, you know, we're getting ready for the new hunting seasons where you're going to be getting game and have to put it up in the freezer, some fall fishing. And they suggest you clean out your freezer. And what you have that you need to clean out, they would encourage you to donate it to their organization. And they've set up drop-off spots all over the state of Louisiana. I've got a list that's probably 10, 15 of them. And if you want to find one in your area, a couple of ways to do it. You can go to their website, easy enough, and that is H4HLA.org. That's H4HLA.org. Or simply text me and give me your location, and I'll tell you the time and the location of where they will be doing those collections. I will be manning the collection site again in Slidell at Rouse's, and I'll be there on the Sunday. There's 2 days. It's Saturday in some areas, and most areas it is on Sunday, August 24th. There's a couple of them on Saturday, the 23rd. And if you're interested in bringing your food, you just put it in an ice chest, and it's got to be wrapped and frozen. In fact, we've had people that come in, and they find out what's going on, and they walk into the store, and they'll make a purchase and come out and donate it. So it's not just wild game. They will accept any type of food stuff, whether it's frozen or if it's, you know, canned goods, packaged, whatever. And it's going to be 2 days. It's August 23rd and 24th. Hunters for the Hungry. You can simply Google that, too, and that'll take you there. And if you're going to be doing that, the Slidell drop-off, I'll be at the Rouses on Gauze Boulevard in Slidell from 1 to 4 on Sunday, August 24th. Love for you to come out and say hello. All right, I mentioned earlier the column that Joe Macaluso published that's in the LouisianaSportsman.com magazine. And he kind of did some real research into that study, that pogey boat study that was done. And here's what one of the quotes from it. He said, immediately after the study, some folks went to their calculators and figured out from all the charts and graphs in the presentation that the breakdown meant the bycatch totals included 240,000 speckled trout, 80.592 million croakers, 24.75 million white trout, 11.7 million spot, which is kind of a bait fish, and 5.7 million white shrimp. Those were all retained as bycatch in the catch, in addition to the menhaden. The total number of redfish goes up past the 22,000 mark when you consider that 8,354 reds were added to the retained catch. In addition, there's Spanish mackerel, gaff top catfish, and hardhead catfish, hognose rays, flounder, and sharks all listed as bycatch. So a lot of fish being taken, and it is understandable why some states have banned it in their waters. But in Louisiana, it continues with some regulations, and the controversy goes on as to whether this industry is contributing enough to outweigh the negative effects of the takes at the take from the recreational industry. All right, we come back after this. We're going to get a fishing report. We'll check in with some fishing reporters. Darrell Carpenter is going to be with us. We also have a report coming from one of our paddlers, Eric Mahabarak. Get your kayak report. And Ryan Lambert and I will discuss what went on at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting in Baton Rouge this Thursday, where we testified before the commission. And I got to tell you, I think we came away with a loss. But not a total loss. We'll tell you about that. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Outdoor Show. Text, we accept them at 504-260-1870. We're back right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Those of you who have been longtime listeners, or maybe not so longtime listeners to this program, may recall at this time on Saturday mornings for a number of years, a decade and more, we would hear from Captain Teofile Bourgeois with his Lafitte report and a lot of his antics. What a personality he was, besides being a very good fisherman and also a cook. Well, unfortunately, he crashed his seaplane when he was fishing out at Chandelier and lost his life in doing it. But he managed to help save the lives of his two passengers. And in honor of the sixth anniversary of his passing, next week I'm gonna share with you the official report of what went on that day of the crash, as it was told by the two surviving passengers. So be sure to be tuned in for that. We'll do that next week on the anniversary of a good friend and a wonderful fisherman and an excellent businessman all around. He left us way too young, Captain Teofile Bourgeois Charters. His son, by the way, is carrying on the business over there in Lafitte. All right, as I mentioned, Granivole. You know what that is? Well, it's actually the American lotus, and it grows all over South Louisiana, pretty much in the freshwater marshes. And it's been a Cajun delicacy for years and years, and we did a feature on it on Bayou Wild TV, and that's what's airing this week. And as I mentioned earlier, those of you who watch us on My 16 WBXH in Baton Rouge, it will be airing this Sunday only, tomorrow, earlier than its usual time. It normally airs at 12:30. It will be on at 11:30. We were with the crappie psychic, and we went out there and gathered up some granivole and took it back and showed how to prepare it. Great little product that a lot of people overlook when you go out there in the marshes. All right, also got this in this week from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They have announced the final rule. They have implemented the official name change. The Gulf of Mexico will now be known as the Gulf of America. And I'm sure a lot of people are still going to be calling it the Gulf of Mexico for many, many years out of habit. But it is officially recognized. I'm sure they're going to change the maps And as they make references to it, it will be the Gulf of America. And I got this from the Gulf of America Fishery Bulletin from NOAA. All right, got some text messages in. This is from Big E. Have you ever fished Grenada Lake near Jackson, Mississippi? Beautiful. Sacale, similar to Toledo Bend. You know, so many places, so little time. I've always wanted to fish for those white perch up there, Big E, but just never got the opportunity. But I understand there's some really huge ones up in that area. A lot of tournaments are held there. And the white perch, crappie, sacale, whatever you want to call them, are very prolific. Have you been up there, Big E? If you have, let me know how you caught them and what you caught. All right, here's a comment from our backstrap buddy about should the charter captains be required to inspect licenses from their passengers. He says nobody should be allowed to leave the dock without being properly licensed. Make the angler get the license or leave them on the dock. There's really no excuse because you can do it online now if you got your phone with you or an iPad or access to a computer. Just go online. You can purchase your fishing license in a matter of minutes. And no excuse for not having it. But I don't know whether you should put the onus on the charter captain. I mean, it's the responsibility of each person that they are properly licensed. But it does prevent it from happening, and it takes a little bit of heat off the enforcement agents if it's, enforced by the charter captains. All right, we got a good morning from an Ohio listener. It's hot and humid up there. Says, I worked a case against the federal government commission. All I can say is keep trying. We won after 5 years of fighting. Keep your voices up. All right, also got this in Vibrio. It's getting worse. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's that bacteria that is prevalent in the brackish and saltwater marshes. Can be deadly, and people who have open wounds, you get a fish fin that or shrimp horns that puncture the skin or from hooks, that will allow entry, and you need to be cautious when you're fishing or swimming in brackish or those coastal waters. It's known as Vibrio vulnificus, and some of those infections can lead to a severe bacterial infection that actually kills the flesh around the open wound. And that's why they call it a flesh-eating bacteria. And if you've ever seen any photos of someone who has become a victim of that, it's not pretty. And in a lot of cases, it can be fatal. Also, people with weakened immune system, be extremely careful when you're eating or handling raw seafood. It can be transmitted through eating like raw oysters that may be contaminated. Normally, if you've got a healthy immune system, your body will fight it off. But in some cases, it can be very serious. So just be aware. The cases don't seem to be subsiding. Last I heard, there were some 32 people across the Gulf Coast, and there's even more now. So be careful. It seems like this year is a little worse than previous years. All right, we come back after this. We're going to head to Grand Isle. We'll talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com, and he might have some tips and advice on how to help you catch some fish if you're headed down that way. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, with us is Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com, operates out of Grand Isle. And, Darrell, you've been a charter captain for a lot of years. I'm getting a lot of comments in from people about whose responsibility should it be to check licenses. How do you handle licenses with your customers? Is it strictly their responsibility? Do you ask them if they have it? And if they don't have one, tell them they got to get it or they can stay on the dock. How do you handle it?
It's 100% the customer responsibility, Don, as far as I'm concerned, because, I gave up being the police about 30 years ago. but the other thing is, it used to be, and look, Brian McClinton at Wildlife and Fisheries does a wonderful job, but this last administration, in my opinion, screwed up big time when they went to this 100% automated system, because I can't tell you how many days at my picnic table I'm sitting there and I finally tell them, look, man, just take a screenshot showing that we tried and let's go fishing, because there's some days you can't get through on that system. It's got, you run into a glitch and there's nobody there to help you at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, if you need to do that. Sometimes it goes through real smooth and easy, and other times it can be a little bit of a problem. But, yeah, it's definitely a responsibility of each person to do it. Now, like I mentioned, in Alaska, you get on a boat, they ask you for your license. If you don't have it, you don't go. You don't fish, because they are held liable in that state.
Well, and, that's a regulation issue that's up to the legislature. But, But I mean, my opinion is, if we're going to be responsible for it, then you got to put us in charge of it. You know, I mean, don't put me responsible for something I've got no control over.
Yeah. Well, Darryl, let's talk a little bit about the fishing down there. It's August and it's hot. The water temperatures are hot. What are you guys doing to handle it?
Well, Don, early in the week it was great, man. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, the decreased boat traffic and everything else, it was easy limits. We are starting to see an early transition. We're starting to see some of our bigger fish starting to come inside. And, you know, like I said, after Tuesday, it kind of went to hell in a handbasket with this growing moon. And look, we had one of the worst freezes that since the 80s. We've had a high Mississippi River, a historically high Mississippi River, all the way into May. And I think it's affected our fishing to some point because we just can't get any kind of a pattern going. You show up one day and, you know, it's just smiles and giggles and you're done by mid-morning. You show up the next day and there's not a fish there with no change whatsoever in the environmental conditions. Got plenty of bait, plenty of shrimp. We just counted out a whole lot of shrimp out of the tanks early this morning. So it's not a bait problem. I just think that we have a little bit of a decline in our population to where these fish are concentrated in schools and they're moving around. Take the beach. The beach, for instance, early in the week was a lot of good speckled trout. Later in the week, as of yesterday, the beach was covered in redfish, mostly keeper-sized redfish, too. Speckled trout were hard to come by, but the redfish were thick, thick. Same thing with, you know, I've been mostly on those interior reefs. Like I said, early in the week, great. I got customers on my boat that fished on their own yesterday, and trust me, they struggled a little worse than I did yesterday. So anything we get today is going to be golden.
And what have you been fishing? You've been fishing artificial or live shrimp?
Oh, a little bit of both, Don. That and the fish are starting to turn to the minnows also. There's a little fish that we catch sometimes in the shrimp trawls. It's called a silver jenny, I believe, or little jenny. The other Tuesday when we were throwing, we could have thrown top water all day long. They were chasing shrimp and those little jennies all over the top. So we're throwing a combination of both live shrimp and our plastic. And when you catch them in a flurry like that, go to the plastic. You don't have to change baits every time, and they're gonna twitch anything that they're gonna hit anything that twitches or moves in front of them.
Well, if you can, maybe take a picture of one of those fish and send it to me. I'm not familiar with it by that name. A jenny is what you're calling it?
Yeah, I think a little jenny or a silver jenny, because I actually texted it to a biologist and said, hey, what is this? This is what the speckled trout are eating, and he's the one that gave me the name.
How do they keep? Are they easy to keep alive, or are they die quick on you?
No, sir, they're about like a pogie. They come in and spy catching the shrimp trawls, and they're about like a pogie. If you leave them if you dump them in a picking box, you can almost guarantee they're going to die on you.
Yeah. And not tough like the cockahoes. There ain't nothing tougher than a cockahoe. I don't even think they need water sometimes.
Yeah, that's that four-fish minnow.
Yeah. Well, there anything else people need to know if they headed down your way?
Nah, Don. I mean, we got a little more wind yesterday than what we were supposed to have. It looks like we're going to have a little bit more wind this morning than what we're supposed to have. Looks like we're going to stay cool because we're already getting drizzled on. But other than that, I mean, just watch out for triple tail. Bring plenty of tackle because the sharks and the dolphins are completely out of control.
Yeah, and that's been that way for a while. Well, Darryl, if somebody wants to get you, they can call you, give them the telephone number, or they can check you out at realscreamers.com. What's that telephone number?
Yes, sir. Or they can just simply pick up the phone at 225-937-6288. And trust me, we've got plenty of room on the calendar going forward.
Sounds good. Thank you, Darryl. We'll catch you with you next week.
You have a wonderful day, Don.
All righty. Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, we come back. We got more reports. Captain Mike Gallo will join us, Eric Mohabarak, and Captain Ryan Lambert. And if you'd like to shoot us a text, we'll share some of these texts that are coming in at 504-260-1870. And the rest of the second hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.